Rhode Island, believe it or not, has one of the lowest per capita costs for retiree healthcare costs. You must say, you must ask yourself, why? The reason why is, between the 1940s and 1960s, every state, county, city had to opt either into Social Security or out of Social Security. Now, if you opt out, you save money as a government entity because you're not paying the employer side of Social Security into the government every pay period. But if you opt in, there's a cost to doing it. You have to pay that employer side. But those who opted in, like the state of Rhode Island opted in, this development ends up benefiting us, this OPEB development, quantifying it. Because any state employee that retires, yes, they may have some retiree health care benefit, but it's capped because when they reach Social Security age, they go on the Social Security health care, not on the state health care.
Medicare, they go on Medicare?
Right, so they become eligible for that.
Just yeah, like
they've paid for it, and the state's paid the other half of it.
Just like if you retire
right.
in the private sector.
Exactly.
So states that didn't participate in Social Security, could not their employees could not go into Medicare?
No.
Oh, that's very interesting.
So those employees for those states and those cities and towns, they own that liability for that state or city employee for their lifetime. Whereas in Rhode Island, we only own that liability from the date they retire until that date.